coming back to Leeds, and it's been a long time coming. And he's here at the City Varieties tomorrow night. We're all very much looking forward to it. It is Lee Nelson. He joins us right now. Morning, Lee.
Yes. Morning. This is a record wake-up time for me. So buzzing, but I don't know whether I'm coming or going. But Darren, your voice and your sweet tunes is making it all worthwhile. And I cannot wait to come tomorrow, for it's not the first time I've been up here on this tour. This is an extended bit, you see. The last one sold out. I'm putting the Lee back into Leeds, and I'm buzzing to bring up my brand new show up there for the second time.
Yeah, because this new show, Lee, well, you look completely different. It's like you've grown up a bit.
Well, listen, don't start insulting me, but yes, I have grown up a little bit. I've ditched the shorts, the cap, the trainers, replaced the expensive stolen suit. And after I had my 14th child, I thought it was about time I grew up a little bit. And I'm bringing my new look, new outlook, and my brand new show for this Suited and Booted tour. And obviously, I'm looking rather smart. I've worn the suit, obviously, on the tour, and I've also had a lot of positive feedback at a funeral I went to recently. I'm feeling sharp and feeling good, and it's exciting to be coming back to Leeds, where everyone is proper legend at the Leeds City Varieties, so one of my favourite venues.
So what's changed in your life? You say you've had your 14th child. What else has changed in your life to bring about this, stunning change visually?
Thank you, my man, isn't it? So, stunning. Look at you, man. You're making me blush now, Dazza. But I don't know. You know, I obviously had my BBC Three series, and that was just the love from that was insane. And I've started moving up the gears a little bit. I've been on host live at the Apollo, and I just done the Sunday night at the Palladium. And I want to make sure everyone feels welcome when they come and see me. And all the different generations, you know, I know what they're like. I know what Nan's like. She likes someone a little bit smart. She likes someone to just make a little bit of an effort if you're going to entertain them. And that's what I want here. I want all the people to come along. I don't care, you know, really young, really old. Had an 84-year-old legend at the show the other night. I don't think he could hear any of the show, but it didn't matter. He was welcome. I think he just flicked through the programme over and over again. And that's what this is about, spreading the love and making people all feel good. And also, the sort of tour was called Suited and Booted, so if I wouldn't have turned up in a suit, I would have looked like a bit of a nana.
It's very true, very true. We miss you on the TV. The World Good Show was extremely popular on BBC Three. It seems like BBC Three is going to be no more. Maybe they should have kept you on.
Mate, you're talking my language here, of course. It's funny, isn't it? They've just gone, because that was a popular channel, wasn't it?
I think so.
You know, a lot of love for a lot of programmes on there, including mine, and they've decided to go, you know what, let's just get rid of that one. So I'm not sure what that's about, but the BBC bods, maybe they know what they're doing, so we'll leave it with them, and I'm jumping ship. I'm leaving a sinking ship as it goes down. I'm like waving frantically to BBC One, going, come and rescue me, I'm over here, you legend.
You got
my suit on and my life jacket.
Have you got any more TV projects in the can, Lee?
We just done the Sunday night at the Palladium. There's a John Bishop show that's on at the moment that I'm appearing in a couple of weeks' time. And there is some exciting stuff coming up in the future that I hope, that we're chatting to them right now, bursting with ideas and wanting to bring back my face on that telly box and something more regular than I'm doing at the moment. Yeah, obviously last year I didn't have my own series, didn't have my own TV show, so I went on other people's, like The X Factor and that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
Any more appearances on any live TV shows coming up shortly?
We'll see. If you've got any ideas, Darren, you shout them over and let me know. Beats watching them, doesn't it? Why not just go along and join in?
That was, I must admit, one of the highlights of the TV calendar last year, because I don't think anybody actually realised what was going on.
I don't forget the band. It was funny. It was a funny moment. They were just looking across, going, "What? Hey, what? What's that? Hey?" I was giving it me all. I was belting it out. I was thinking, I'm going to get through to the final here, give it large.
For anybody that didn't see it, it was in the X Factor. And I can't remember the name of the boy band, but they had about, like, 50 people in this boy band.
Stereotypic. And they had, like, I don't know how many people. There were so many, I thought anyone could have a go. And joined in. Got them through to the next round. Did I get a thanks? Did I? Not unbelievable.
it's the new type of streaking. That's what it is. It's the new type of streaking, I think. Lee Nelson just turning up at random live TV shows.
I wish he'd have got involved in the election stuff. Seeing Lee Nelson at an election debate, that would have been quality.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I would have loved to have it. But you know what? Ever since David Cameron left his kids in the pub, I felt I've got what it takes to be the next Prime Minister.
You can catch Lee Nelson tomorrow night at the City Varieties. Also, I think you're back in Yorkshire a little bit later on in the year at Wakefield at Unity Works on the 9th of October, and then Hull as well. I tell you what, you have got a busy calendar over the next few months.
I know. I've just had a baby, so it's an absolute result.
What's that number? That's number 14.
14, 15. To be honest, it is hard to keep up with them all.
Lee, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you. Good luck with the show tomorrow night, and we'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks, mate.
Sweet. Spread the love. Take it easy, Yorkshire legends.